Second area I will touch on is travel policy. Here, we need to pivot our principal consideration. In the past, the objective of travel rules was to prevent the import of infections into Singapore. That is why around the world it is common practice to test a traveler before he departs, after he arrives, and then it can also follow by a period of quarantine that we call SHN or stay home notice. Now, imported infections are about 1% of total daily case counts. So they no longer have a material impact on our epidemic situation. Now the concern is that should a traveler come into Singapore and be infected, is he protected well enough such that he does not become severely ill and burden our healthcare system? Hence, we should actually emphasize less on SHN and tests on travelers, more on ensuring that they are fully vaccinated and boosted. This will require quite a fundamental change to our travel schemes. Instead of having vaccinated travel lanes or VTLs with selected countries that we think are low risk, we should actually allow SHN-free traveler for vaccinated travelers, fully vaccinated travelers from all countries. And we should make this transition, not now, but after Omicron wave has peaked and start to subside. And rather than an abrupt change, we should also make this transition in steps. We will take the first step now to put ourselves in a better position to make that subsequent pivot. What changes are we making? Let me briefly explain. Today, we classify countries and regions into four categories and label them 1 to 4 in ascending order of risk. These categories will no longer be relevant when we move to a vaccinated traveler system. Yeah. We want the traveler to be vaccinated and protected rather than the country infection rate to be low. The consideration will pivot. We therefore, in line with this consideration, we will make the following changes. We will create a new general travel category where we will place all countries and regions currently in category 2, 3, 4 into this general travel category. And then within that, we apply a standard home SHN period of 7 days for this category, for travelers in this category who are required to serve SHN. As you may know, today, travelers are subject to varying durations of SHN depending on which country they are traveling from. And then separately create a restricted category. There will be no countries in it at this time, but we need this category to cater for instances such as when there's an outbreak of a new variant of concern, and we need to impose border measures on travelers from those affected countries and regions while we assess the situation. And that's the purpose of the new restricted category. And finally, we'll simplify test requirements. As we move from preventing imported infections to ensuring that a traveler is fully vaccinated and well protected against severe illnesses, we should step up checks on vaccination status and step down test requirements for the travelers. We have earlier changed the pre-departure test of travelers coming to Singapore to accept ART in addition to PCR tests. We will now change on-arrival tests to ART as well. We will also move on-arrival ART tests for travelers out of the airport to one of the 200 quick test centers or combined test centers around the island, and some of them are in fact in malls or hotels. Travelers will receive a booking link to take their ART within 24 hours of arrival. Minister Iswaran will speak more about this, as well as changes to the current VTL schemes.